From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Congress has just 2 weeks to pass a new budget and avoid a government shutdown. Chad Smith has more on the growing list of must-pass legislation.
With elections looming, the congressional calendar is tight. Right now, Congress is locked in a funding battle. Emily Buckman, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the deadline is quickly approaching.
Well, September 30th marks the end of fiscal year 2024. This means Congress has roughly 2 weeks to pass government funding legislation to avoid a government shutdown. The activities of most federal agencies are generally funded on an annual basis through the enactment of regular appropriation bills. So the annual appropriations process governs the discretionary portion of the federal budget. To date, the House has passed a handful of individual funding bills, and the Senate has not passed any.
Buckman says that at this point, a continuing resolution is likely necessary to avoid a shutdown, but the two chambers are at an impasse.
Well, the House and Senate have not agreed on how long they would like a continuing resolution to be. The House of Representatives is expected to consider legislation that would fund the government through March 2025. Now, on the other side, the Senate would like to see a shorter continuing resolution that would punt the discussion into December. It is an election year, and the congressional calendar is very limited.
She says government funding is the first step in getting to work on a growing list of must-pass legislation.
Time is limited for the rest of the year to take up legislation, which is why it's imperative that Congress funds the federal government beyond September 30th so that we avoid a government shutdown and allow for work on other efforts, including passage of a new farm bill. Updating the farm safety net to help farmers manage risk is necessary for America's food supply.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Kansas Farm Bureau's Legal Foundation grants. More on that when we return.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Kansas Farm Bureau's Legal Foundation has named three new attorneys as recipients of rural law practice grants. Paige Harding, Clarissa Ratzliff, and Jack Roney are eligible to receive money to help defray the cost of their education as they begin practicing law in rural areas of Kansas. Harding practices at Kennedy Berkeley Law Firm with offices in Salina and Dodge City. Ratzliff and Roney practice at Watkins Calcara Law Firm in Great Bend. All three graduated from Washburn University's School of Law. The last few Kansas Farm Bureau listening posts are approaching. These meetings are part of KFB's year-long policy process where members can review and provide input on tentative resolutions. The Topeka post is at 6 p.m. on September 23rd, and the final post is in Dodge City at 6:30 p.m. on September 26th. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
My grandfather was always quick with a joke, and more often than not, the punchline was a play on words. He once regaled the entire family with a story about finding a cooler on the side of the road that was filled with ice and a single big toe. After initially not knowing what to do, he finally decided the best course of action was to call a tow truck. While situational humor was always welcome, it was the corniest of puns that usually garnered the loudest laughs. Some of my favorites include, it's easy to spot a great farmer. They're outstanding in their field. A lost steer is a missed steak. Anyone in the search party can claim to be on a stakeout. The key to losing weight is simply follow what horses do and eat a stable diet. One of my favorite puns to use while driving is to shout, "Hey!" and wait for everyone in the vehicle to look before pointing at some hay bales. For all the serious issues farmers and ranchers deal with, like unpredictable weather, high prices for inputs, and low prices for outputs, sometimes the only thing you can do is laugh at the situation. It might not be every day, but occasionally. There's room for pun on the farm.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.